Well, good morning. How are you guys this morning? Doing all right? Glad to have you here. Well, last week we talked a little bit about if someone, one of your brothers and sisters, wrongs you, what are you supposed to do? And remember last week we talked about how, what's that? You have to tell your parents or the teacher. Very good. That's what we said last week. It gets harder this week. We're supposed to forgive them. So if somebody hurts you, or somebody hurts your feeling, or says something unkind about you, how many times are you supposed to forgive them?
Every time.
Did you read the gospel text this morning?
No.
Well, you should have, because that's the right answer. Jesus says, if someone says something to you and makes you unhappy or does something unkind, one of the disciples asked, how many times are we supposed to forgive those people? And I've heard it's supposed to be 7 times. And what does Jesus say? 70 times 7 times. How many times is that? Excuse me? 198? Thank you. I can't hear you. I was going to say, I'm really bad at math, but I think it's more. You know what I would say? A whole bunch of times. A whole bunch of times. And that's the point. Jesus says we're supposed to forgive one another every time. Is it always easy to forgive people? Sometimes when somebody does something bad to you, what do you want to do? Punch them out. Hurt them back. Right? Yeah, sometimes we want to do that. But Jesus says, you know, I don't think that helps. If we're going to help people, we're probably not going to be able to help them by punching them out or getting back at them. Or, remember, you've probably heard this old saying, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Yeah, you never heard that? That's good. I'm glad. Instead, we forgive. Have you ever thought about that word? What does it mean to forgive? What is that? Trying to be nice. Yeah, forgiving is kind of trying to be nice. See, this is the thing. We talk about forgiveness. I asked at the 8 o'clock service, what does forgive mean? You know what they said? Forgive. Well, in forgiving, you're giving the person who hurt you something. You're giving them something. You're forgiving, which means, you know, even giving before they even deserve it. You're giving them something. Your heart. You're giving them love. So remember when Jesus said, you know, somebody said, you know, it's easy to love your friends, but Jesus says, I tell you, forgive and love your enemies. The only way that we can really change things, the only way that we can help people is to forgive, to give them our hearts. So when Jesus tells the parable today about the king and the slave, he tries to remind us that God forgives us so that we can forgive others. It doesn't mean that we forget about it or that we pretend like it never happened, because that's not forgiving. Instead, what we do is we say, I think what you said. I know that you really hurt me, and I'm really upset about it, but I'm going to give you God's love anyway. And so maybe we don't have the love in our hearts for them, but we know that God has love in God's heart, and we can give that love. So in a way, forgiveness is giving God's love away so that others might be healed. You got it, sister. Yeah. So don't forget to forgive those who hurt you. Okay? Thank you. And you guys can go back to your places. It was great to have you here.